Unit 3, Track 1.23.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the first in our series of lectures on the changing faces of cities around the world. Our guest lecturer for the semester is Professor Riaz Muhammad, who is a visiting professor and researcher at the University of Sao Paulo. He is the head of the Department of Urban Planning and Development at the University of Delhi, where his research focuses on megacities in the developing world and population shifts from rural to urban areas. Professor Muhammad, welcome.
It's an honor to be here at your esteemed university and in your lovely bustling city. As residents of one of the world's megacities, I am sure you will relate to our discussion today, both from a theoretical point of view, as urban planners and researchers, and from a practical point of view, having to deal with the pros and cons of living in such a large city. So let's get started. According to figures from the United Nations, in 2016, there was 54.5% of the world's population living in urban areas. The study appears to suggest that there is a steady movement towards the urban areas, which, when projected, gives a figure of 60% by 2030. My first question to you is, what is a city? Some have described a city as the urban agglomeration or metropolitan area it holds together, while others see it as strictly the administrative limits of an urban settlement. The varying definition can certainly lead to confusion, making it more difficult to come to a consensus on concrete matters such as the exact physical size and population of a city. Thus, there is still some discussion as to which is the world's largest capital. If the term city is taken to mean a metropolitan area, then Tokyo, with its population of more than 37 million, easily tops the list as the world's largest city and capital in terms of population. Rounding up the top five cities, we have Delhi in India, Shanghai and Beijing in China, and Mumbai in fifth place. Your lovely city, São Paulo, is in the top 10 at number 6. The first city to have reached a population of 1 million was Rome, which had a population of over a million in the heyday of the Roman Empire in 133 BC. London reached this mark in 1810 and New York in 1875. Today, there are over 300 cities which boast a population in excess of 1 million. Despite the problems such as urban sprawl, traffic, pollution, and so on, which urban planners and even the layman on the street love to point out, people are still fascinated by big cities. In fact, the most visited cities in the world are among the largest. It is widely recognized that Paris, with its population of over 11 million, is the most visited city in the world, with others such as London and New York in the top five. When we think of cities, especially the big ones, one adjective which may come to mind is modern. Cities are where things are happening, where we find the movers and the shakers, and many times where we find innovation taking place. The concept of city is not a new one. It goes back several thousands of years. While there is still some debate about which is the oldest city, the Syrians claim that their capital city, Damascus, is the one to crown, though other inhabitants of other Middle Eastern cities might claim the same. Sources, however, seem to suggest that the Syrians are right and that their capital is indeed the oldest in the world, having been continuously inhabited since 5000 BC. As we mentioned earlier, cities, especially big cities and megacities, face many challenges. One unique challenge which we'll look into in upcoming weeks is living in cities at unusually high elevations or extremely lowlands, and the problems we must face as city planners. While most capital cities in the world have some degrees of elevation, there are two capitals which lie below sea level: Amsterdam in the Netherlands and Baku in Azerbaijan. On the other extreme, there is no doubt whatsoever that La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, which stands at 4 kilometers above sea level in the Bolivian Andes, is the highest capital city in the world. Finally, we'll bring all the components together and look at cities as living organisms in all their complexity. Cities are where people live, work, build, create, innovate, and have fun. Rio de Janeiro, a city not far from here, is considered one of the most exciting cities of the world. Although rigorously speaking, it is unclear if this information is based on popular opinion or on statistical data. Is that true? What does a city need to offer to be considered an exciting city? In the coming weeks, we'll be exploring these and other aspects of cities and city life. I encourage you to participate, bring your ideas and questions. I'm sure we can have very lively discussions.